This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Nicholson. Officials at the American Embassy in Beijing said Saturday that a U.S. citizen in Wuhan, China, has died from the new coronavirus. American Embassy in Beijing said this on Saturday. In a statement, however, the United States is also saying that it's ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by the virus. That statement by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars donated by the U.S. private sector, demonstrates American leadership in responding to that outbreak. Earlier, President Trump praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly virus.
We're working together, but World Health is working with them. CDC is working with them. I had a great conversation last night with President Xi. It's a tough situation. I think they're doing a very good job.
And meanwhile, the death toll continued to climb, with the National Health Commission saying Saturday that at least 722 people had died from the virus. More than two dozen Chinese nationals aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise that returned to New Jersey underwent screening for the virus, this while several thousand people still remain quarantined on other ships.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says two of the people who were aboard the Royal Caribbean cruise ship had traveled to China recently and were displaying respiratory symptoms. There's been a rise in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases on another cruise ship docked off Japan, where around 3,700 people remain confined to their cabins. Philip and Gay Corder are currently on board the cruise liner.
We've got to get off this ship.
We're certainly prepared to do the 14 days if it's safe to do 14 days, but I don't think it's even safe to be here for that length of time now, unfortunately.
In Hong Kong, a small group gathered to commemorate the death of Dr. Li Wenliang.